Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
U2's album Rattle and Hum began a 6-week run on the US album chart on this day in 1988. It was their 6th studio album and sold over 14 million copies. Here's The Edge.
You know, you don't want to just put out a pile of songs with the expectation that just because you think they're good, everyone else is going to think they're fascinating as well. We're very critical of the work, always have been.
The Spice Girls album Spice World hit number one on the UK album chart on this day in 1997. It was also the name of their tie-in film. The album became a huge hit worldwide, lengthening the so-called Spice Mania fever at the time. It produced 4 singles, all of which saw commercial success, and now have sold over 20 million worldwide. So what do the girls attribute to their success?
There's so many boy bands and so many boy acts. I think girls like to see some other girls doing it for a change.
I think maybe, you know, that the girls are identifying with us maybe, and it's, you know, and we're out there doing what we want to do, having fun. And I think that's the main thing, it's just fun, we're having fun.
I think what's most important is we're not trying to be anything else apart from ourselves. Don't you know it's going
too fast? Destiny's Child began an 11-week run at number one on the US singles chart on this day in 2000 with Independent Women Part 1. The song was also featured on the soundtrack to the 2000 film Charlie's Angels.
We would just dream, and we worked hard, you know what I mean? Like, we absolutely loved singing all day. We loved singing amongst each other, and it was such a great experience.
Born on this day in 1948, Errol Brown, the lead singer of Hot Chocolate. He had 25 top 40 hits. Hot Chocolate started their recording career making a reggae version of John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance. They then signed to Apple Records. Unfortunately, Brown died of liver cancer at his home in the Bahamas in May of 2015.
I'm fortunate that I'm able to write hit songs. And I have a good band I work with, a good producer. And so it's quite easy because the team is a good team, you know. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth. I believe in Milko. I'm a girl
prison. Started from kids. Today, your music for Thursday, November 12th at Mix 104.9.